Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Here's another nice place to go. Our Best of the Midwest series on Thursdays now takes you to Princeton, Illinois, west of Chicago. Victoria Yepsen is the director of tourism there. She's come into our studio today. Welcome.
Yes, thank you. I'm thrilled to be here today.
So did you take the Stevenson or did you take Amtrak today?
The Stevenson.
No, you drove up I-55. But Amtrak does go to Princeton, right?
Yes.
My friend Kathy O'Malley used to live in Princeton, Illinois.
Yes, we are very proud to have hosted Kathy for the years that she lived in Princeton.
Yeah.
And from speaking with people in town about coming here, there's a lot of WGN fans and John Williams fans.
Oh, so. No kidding. Well,
yes.
Hello, Princeton. Thank you for that. Send us a joke. Talk to me a little bit about Princeton. It's, I would say, from where you and I are sitting right now, 2 hours from downtown.
Yes.
Maybe an hour from the western burbs.
Yes.
What's the state highway that runs through there then?
We are right off Interstate 80, exit 56. We're also about an hour east of the Quad Cities and just an hour north of Peoria.
Isn't Princeton, was that on the Underground Railroad once upon a time?
Yes, yes. We actually have the Owen Lovejoy Homestead Museum, which is the...
Owen Lovejoy, was he the owner of that home? He's the person that actually housed the escaping enslaved people?
Yes, he was a famous abolitionist.
Wow.
That, it was a stop on the Underground Railroad.
Mm. So that's they've turned that into a museum.
Mm-hmm.
Now?
Yes.
So Princeton is known for what?
Princeton is a town rich in history. Often referred to when people come to visit, they will often say this feels like a Hallmark movie.
Okay.
And I feel like when people come to visit Princeton, that the store owners, the restaurant owners, the bar owners, they want people who come to visit to feel like they're having a great experience.
Hmm.
So it's a town rich in history. We've got really incredible places to shop on Main Street. And if you come to Princeton on the weekend, there's more than likely some kind of event or festival happening for you to enjoy.
I suppose this would be true for Quad Cityans as well, or people from DeKalb maybe, but certainly the Chicago area. That could be a day trip. Go out in the morning, spend the day there, and still be home at night, right?
Absolutely, yes. If you were to take the train, we're just steps away from the Art District. You can dine, grab a cup of coffee. One of our big tourist attractions is our Myrtle's Pie. You could grab a slice of pie and shop. And
Myrtle's Pie? People come out for Myrtle's Pie?
They surely do.
That's a place, Myrtle's Pie.
Myrtle's Pie.
They sell pie there?
Yes.
And it's really good pie, I guess.
It is really good pie.
I mean, if I'm going to get on Amtrak and go out to Princeton for pie, that damn well better be some good pie. I guess it is, huh?
Yes.
But, you know, speaking of private businesses that people know your area for, talk about Hornbakers.
Hornbakers it's worth the trip just to view how gorgeous the grounds are.
This is a garden center.
Yes. And it's been around for many years. So to see, they've built streams and there's a beautiful gazebo and you can buy plants there. But it's just worth the trip. And they're actually having an artisan market this Saturday with over 35 artisans and food trucks, wine tasting.
Well, don't they have a bar out there anyway or a restaurant or something?
There is the barn at Hornbakers where it's a big venue space that a lot of community events are hosted and as well as weddings.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yes.
Boy, that's kind of a popular trend, isn't it? Taking a place maybe out in the country,
mm-hmm.
a barn or something, and reimagining it as an event space and then having one of these beautiful country weddings.
Yes, absolutely.
You see that a lot, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What are some of the fall events that folks would come out for?
So we have Oktoberfest on September 30th in Rotary Park, which kicks off with a Lederhosen bike ride. and you can enjoy live German music, food, and some fun competitions. We've got Steinholding. We're going to have bed races.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, it'll be a great time.
So how does Steinholding work? I hold up a Stein, whoever is
like, yes,
sounds like an amazing race challenge.
Yes.
Can you hold it up the longest?
Yeah, who can hold it the longest? There's going to be a couple of like heats, so to speak. So yeah, it'll be a really fun time. And then the October Friday, the October 13th is Witches Night Out. Which is really fun. And that's a chamber shopping event where the shops stay open late and you can sip and shop. And that carries on through the weekend. It's also Scarecrow Festival. We have a Halloween parade, pumpkin races.
That's October 13th and 14th we're talking about.
Yes.
And your farmer's market is open through October, right, on Saturdays?
Yep, every Saturday from 8:30 to 1. Through the end of October.
We're talking about Princeton, Illinois now, and we're visiting with Victoria Yepsen. She's the director of tourism there. The Civil War Festival, what's that?
That is also that same weekend. So that's October 14th and 15th. It's a narrated mock battle. And you can interact with the reenactors. They have like a camp set up, and
really?
It's very, very cool.
One of my first radio reports I ever did was for the Society of Creative Anachronisms. It was people who restaged these things. And
yes.
It's amazing how serious and authentic these people mm-hmm. take this. At least that was my experience, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's hosted at our City County Park. So it's a beautiful setting as well.
So they don't re-engage in a mock battle, but they just have the encampments, is that it?
And a mock battle.
Oh, they do?
Yes, they do the battle as well.
That's going to be October 14th and 15th.
Yes.
At around Christmas time, let's skip into December for a minute, a Night of Trans-Siberian Orchestra. What is this?
Yes, it's a Trans-Siberian Orchestra tribute, the light show, the choir, everything. We're very excited to host it this year on December 15th. Our tickets will go on sale October 1st.
Huh. So it's an orchestral arrangement with a accompanying light show kind
yes,
of thing?
Yes.
And where do they host that? Where do you do that?
We're doing it at the Princeton High School Auditorium, actually.
Huh. Princeton was ranked number 3 most charming small towns in Illinois.
Yes.
It sounds like it's sort of like if Ron Howard was going to make a movie about America.
Absolutely. I love that.
Is there a restaurant that I should absolutely go? Is there a pub or brewery in town? Where do people eat and drink in Princeton?
Yes. Breweries. We actually have a brand new brewery in Princeton. We're very proud of that. Coal Creek Brewing Company. To eat, a place that really draws people from out of town to Princeton is the Prime Quarter. Have you ever eaten at the Prime Quarter? You can grill your own steak there. It's always a great evening out at the Prime Quarter.
I've been to those kind of restaurants, but they will cook the food for you.
They will also cook it for you.
But you have these giant open grills in the restaurant, and the guys stand around, drink the beer, and cook the steaks, talk about the game, and the ladies drink wine at the table. This is the way we used to do it, and then we'd bring the steaks to them or the fish and act like heroes. You all have something called the annual Z Tour bike ride.
Yes.
When and what is that?
So that happens every June, and it raises money for the Ziering Child Enrichment Center in Princeton. Z Tour is a very, it's a bike ride that it's for anyone and everyone, ranging from 10 miles to 100 miles. And Princeton is a bike friendly community because we have the bike route set up throughout town. We're also very proud of that.
Oh, so if I came to Princeton, maybe I'll drive there or take the train there, but if I have my bike, this would be an easy place to navigate.
You definitely could, yes.
Sounds like you've got a good fall planned. Victoria Yepsen is the director of tourism in Princeton, and the website is princetontourism.com. I think that Civil War reenactment sounds fascinating. I'm intrigued by the Trans-Siberian Orchestra tribute. I didn't know there was a tribute band to that. And they've got a big fall festival coming up October 13th and 14th. That's right around the corner. And Oktoberfest is September 30th at Rogers Park. All right, Victoria, nice to meet you. Thanks for coming in.
Yes, thanks for having me.